in, HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo. You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music and it is.
The People's Station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
For what you've done, but we also know what you're going to do. If anybody has faith, can you let your faith rise up and pray? More.
end and tell them God's getting ready to do more for you. Come on, don't play with it. Tell somebody God's getting ready to do more for you. I don't know what you need God to do tonight, but I serve a God that is able. If you're sick, he's getting ready to heal. If you need deliverance, he's getting ready to. I need somebody to believe God. I need only the believers right here. I said I need only believers right here. Yeah! And more than that. More than that. God's getting ready. God's getting ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready. Nothing missing, nothing broken, but complete wholeness. You ought to see yourself like God sees you. More, more, more. More, more, more. More, more, more. More, more, more. God's getting ready to give us more. God's getting ready. Now if you receive it, open up your mouth and give him. Give you more. I said you ought to bless him like you believe God's getting ready to do it. Come on, I don't know what you need God to do, but you ought not leave here the same way that you came. Open up your mouth and bless him. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's push in the Holy Ghost. Come on, push in the Holy Ghost. Push in the Holy Ghost. You are not stopping till you see it.
When come on, you are not we stopping. Fall on me, with the face to the rising sun. Oh.
Way back in the old days, old folk used to get together. worship Him. Get those hands up. Come on and bless Him. Come on and worship the Lord. Receive it by faith tonight. Come on and receive it by faith. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Come on, give the Lord a great big round of applause. Come on, act like y'all excited. Would you do that? Do me a favor. Everybody all over the building, look to your neighbors. The neighbors. Say Merry Christmas. A little bit louder. Say neighbor. Say Merry Christmas.
in a faraway land, in a little bitty town called Bethlehem. A child was born on a bed of hay, 'cause there was nowhere for him to stay. In that lowly manger lies the baby boy that will bring us comfort and joy. So we sing, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas
to all of you. Jesus Christ was born this day. And here is the reason why, to lead the wise men to the Christ, the one who'll give us eternal life. They follow that star to where he laid, and when they found him, they gave him the praise by saying, what?
No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, no.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory, the coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, glory. Oh, won't God make a way? Won't God make a way?
the victory. I said, somebody got it on Monday. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Tuesday. Still talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Wednesday. Somebody got it on Thursday. Do you know your day? Do you know your day? Somebody got it on Friday. Somebody got it on Saturday. The Lord laid his hands on me. He touched me on the crown of my head. It ran all the way down to the soles of my feet. My feet got light. My feet got light. My feet got light. Still talking about the Holy Ghost. I need somebody out there. I need somebody. Not too cute today. Think back over your life. Think about the things the Lord did. That the Lord did for you. All you got to say is alright. All you got to say is alright. I'm gonna name some things. He put a roof over your head. Clothes on your back. Food on your table. I'm gonna ask you again. Ain't the Lord never know who got all power. Help me say Jesus. Help me. Call him. Help me. Call him. There's power. Healing. Deliverance in the name. Deliverance in the name. Victory. Hold it. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. It's the truth. Sweetest name, it's the sweetest name. He kept talking about Jesus. Bishop told us, he's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. He's a healer, The reason I know my auntie came down with the COVID-19 virus. No time to get on the phone. No time to get on Facebook. I went down on my knees. I call him. Jesus. Ow, Jesus. Guess what, y'all? God healed her. I said, thank you. Right now. If you know it, give him your best praise out there. All
right. You know, in revival, ooh, Lordy, you know you would get drunk right about here. And somebody would just hit fire. And them old mothers, they would say, you better call a baby. Anybody remember when you first got saved back in the day? They would say, call him by name. Somebody say, Jesus. Come on, say, Jesus. Listen, them country called make me act like hillbillies. I don't know what they do. I just feel like, you know that thing get, that thing called. Y'all know that type of dance, y'all. See, y'all like that new stuff. But I come up on this stuff. Let me hit them tambourines. me, Lord.
Help me.
Says that God is a man that he cannot lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. That means that he cannot and absolutely, somebody say absolutely, will not change. Can I tell y'all tonight? God is God and he won't
change.
All right. I tell you that God is God.
God, and he don't change. Do you believe that?
Ever been in trouble tonight, you would be able to say, God is a lawyer and he won't. Real, you don't know nothing about that. You know something about that too.
I know that God is a lawyer.
I know he won't. A little sick, but tell me what God heals to you.
He's a doctor and he don't
change.
I got the witness out
there.
He's my doctor. He heals my body. Yeah, yes, he will do what he did.
What he is for me. You might not be able to relate, but for me,
oh, yeah.
is my provider. And he won't.
I ain't got no witnesses out there.
Yeah, you got witnesses right there.
Oh,
bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now, with the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby, come on.
Traditional music.
Gonna be with you always, but when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Escapism, I was trying to kill the pain, yeah. I was disassociated from the world around me, feeling like
like I'm isolated, sick of my surroundings. Staring at the ceiling, God, I hope you hear me. I just wanna feel you near me and see you clearly. I started on my own way, I hated how it felt. I kept on breaking your heart cause I was doing it by myself. But you saying that you choose me and you love me anyway. And I'll never be the same cause you called me
freedom from my chains and healing from my pain. Everything's been changed cause Jesus called my name. Freedom from my chain and healing from my pain. Everything's been changed cause Jesus called my name.
I will follow you. I will follow.
found a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace that I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace for what I can't control. Found a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I can't find. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I can't find.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
Teddy saw at the wheel in the middle of the week. John talked about it. Give him the book of the seven seals. Some call him the Rose of Sharon. Others call him the Prince of Peace. But tell me,
everybody clap your it will change things. Yes, it will. I know prayer will. Thank you, Jesus. It will change things. All you have to do, just ask in His name. I know prayer will, yes it will, change things. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer will, hallelujah. It will change things. Yes, it will. I know prayer will. Yes, it will. It will change things. All you have to do, just ask in His name and live by His command. I know. Hallelujah. Let me say it, boy. Prayer will. Hallelujah. It will change things. Can I get a witness?
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Standing here thinking about you, and you've been good to me, and I thank you. Every morning, getting out of my bed, people dying everywhere, but I'm still here. Tell you how blessed I am right now. I called my mother and she said, hello. You and Dad have been gone a while now, but I thank you that your mama is still alive. And the reason I'm grateful right now, Jesus, people sick of
what? can I welcome you in? You're the host, I am the guest. How can I tell you to move when you're already working here in this room? How could the clay say to the potter, why did you make me this way? And how could time stay through eternity? Get on my schedule, 'cause you're running late. You are holy, holy. Already spoken, spoken over me. Hey. Tell me, why would I beg for a blessing when you already told me to believe? Oh, and I don't wanna cry for your favor when it's already something. Oh, I'm done with all of my complaining, 'cause all of my worries I give on to thee. You are you.
heaven we cry.
Oh,
I don't need a God. y'all mean this thing.
Take everything away.
Through your speaker.
Lord, I believe you're the Lord and my King. You're the creator of everything. At your command, the sea must be at peace, I believe. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. You've got to believe you can climb any mountain, oh my. And that you can weather any storm. But here's what you do. Hold on.
Hold on.
Please be strong.
Be strong.
Your storm.
Won't last long.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
And you can't give in.
To believe you can climb any mountain and you can weather any storm.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Get the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for, yes, another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you. Yes, I do. Because he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I tell God thank you because he is the holy God. And I thank God for him being the God that can be everywhere at all times, that knows all things. I tell God thank you. I thank God for the opportunity to come back one more time on this brand new day that he has made. Because, see, babies, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow may not be mine. Tomorrow may not be yours. But one thing that I do know is that we got right now. And as we have right now, in the name of Jesus, we should glorify him with our whole hearts. We should honor him and worship him with our whole hearts. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for all things, for the beautiful day that he has created. Couldn't nobody else do that but him. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Ghost power. And Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, we thank you for this brand new day that you have allowed us to see, dear God. Father God, we thank you for being the Almighty God, the powerful God. We thank you for being Yahweh in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being the miracle worker, God. We thank you for being the God that can deliver us from all of our sins, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, we thank you for being the God that keeps us covered with your blood, God. I thank you for your angels that you have encamped round about us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you move, God, according to your will and your way, God. Oh, Father God, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, guide the doctor's hands in the emergency room, God. Oh, Father God, let them know that it's you that's given life in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you that our family circle haven't been broken, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small, dear God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for going to and fro, God, keeping Satan in check in the name of Jesus. Because as he go to and fro, God, trying to devour in the name of Jesus, he can do no more than you allow him to do, God. And I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless your pastors throughout the land, God. Those that's living your word, God. Those that's teaching your word, God. Those that's standing on the word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, bless your fivefold ministry in the houses of God. Oh, Father God, whether it be one individual or whether it be all five, God, move in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, I ask in your son Jesus' name that you touch married couples, God. I lift them up to you, God. You ordain marriage, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bring them closer together in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch right now, dear God. Oh, Father God, touch our children and their children and their children, God. Oh, Father God, I come against generational curses right now, God. And I ask you to break them in the mighty name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I bless you. I praise you and I glorify you just for being God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things great and small, for it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things. Don't take anything for granted. When you get an understanding of who God is and he pour his wisdom into you, you give God thanks for all things great and small. And as he allow you to see each new day, as a son of God, a child of the king, you're going to serve him with your whole heart. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for how he watch over us when we can't watch over ourselves. I thank God for his divine power, how he can be here watching. He can be here healing. He can be there delivering. And he don't make a mistake. And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to come out and join us. And at 10 a.m., we have Sunday school where the Word of God is taught. And I tell God, thank you. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study at school in the third Tuesday night. And on third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us as we go before our Heavenly Father. When you finish praying, if you so desire, you can leave. And I tell you, God, thank you, because the Word of God let us know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I don't wait to third Tuesday to pray. Prayer is a part of my everyday life, all during my day, all during the night. And I want to encourage you to go before God in prayer, talking to him and asking him that his will be done. I tell God, thank you. And on the first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin come on the broadcast at 9:30. I tell God, thank you. He is the pastor of Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. I ask you to continue to listen to us as he come and bring the Word of God. And on second and fourth Tuesdays, it's yours truly, and on Thursdays. But if God have given you a word and it's to bless the people and to elevate his people, I tell God, thank you. We can come together and you deliver the word of God. I thank God for all he's doing. See, it's not about me, but I want God's word to go abroad everywhere that he gets glory. And on the 17th of December at 3 o'clock p.m., Christian Life will be having our gospel musical program. We invite you to come out and help us lift up the name of Jesus as we minister in song. We've invited different ones to come and minister in music. We ask you to come and join us as we give God glory. I ask you to govern yourselves according to the announcements. And as we come together to give God glory, that he be magnified, I tell God, thank you. As we come back on today, I'm about my Father's business. Do you know that if you are a servant of the Most High God, that you stay busy and you find that you're going to be ministering wherever you go, might be at the store, might be at the restaurant, but you're going to be ministering and giving the word of God to people to encourage them to live for God. And you don't have to be a pastor, apostle, teacher, evangelist, or prophet, but as servants of God, we should give that word, the word of God, everywhere that we go. When we were last together, we finished talking about what it means to trust in Jesus. And we established that you can't trust in Jesus unless you trust in the Father and the Holy Ghost. And when we trust in Jesus, I tell God, thank you, that we believe everything he said. And we accept his word as true. We don't add to and we don't take away. We stand on his word and trust his word as we trust who God is. Even when we're in the valley, we know that he is there and that he will never, ever leave us or forsake us. When we trust in God, he is the only one that can save us with his son from our sins and from death. When we trust in God, we can't do it on some days. We got to do it every day. When we trust in God and when we trust in his son Jesus and we trust in the Holy Ghost, they are the triune, but they make one. And I tell God, thank you, that as we trust him, and we believe him, and we have faith in him, you're going to find that you live for him. Not some days, but every day. When you trust him, you are living a life that God gets all of the glory, that his son Jesus gets all of the glory, and that his Holy Ghost power gets the glory. I thank God for his son Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father interceding on our behalf, and that the Holy Ghost will groan on our behalf. We might be asking for this, but they know that we need that. And I tell God thank you. As we come back today, we're going to begin to talk about what it means to be living a life for God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And we find that as we are in this world, that we live for others. We might have a business that we live for to make it successful. And if you're married, you might say, I'm in this marriage with my husband, with my wife, because I want them to get everything that they need. I want to be there for them. But one thing that I do know is when we are living a life for Jesus, for his Father, and the Holy Ghost, that the life that we live is going to be pleasing unto him, and everything we do, we're going to do that he gets glory. I tell God, thank you, that when we live a life for God and a life for his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit, that our motive is to please God. Our motive is to please his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost and the things that we do. We want them to get glory from our lives. I want the light of God to shine in me. That light that I want to shine is the light of the Holy Ghost of God. When we're living for the triune, when we're living for Jesus, I tell God, thank you, that when I live for him, my life got to be clean. When I live for him, the things that I do that he gets glory. The goals that I have are goals that I'm giving him glory, that I want his name edified coming out of my mouth as I live for him. I tell God, thank you for all things. If we look at Colossians 1, verse 10, the word of God said that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. I tell God, thank you, that to walk in the righteousness of God, I want to walk worthy and be pleasing unto God. I thank God for the life that I live, that somebody may look on me and say, she loves God, she's living for God. But I want the Heavenly Father to be pleased with the work that I do. I want God to be pleased with the work that you do if you are doing a work for him. As we walk in the righteousness of God, and we're living for Jesus, we're living for the Father, and we're living for the Holy Ghost, you're going to find that to live a holy life is pleasing unto God and unto his Son and unto the Holy Ghost. And that when we are living a life for God, you're going to find that you bear fruit for his son Jesus. We can't serve two masters. I keep telling self, and I got to tell the world, that you can't serve God and Satan at the same time. If you're serving God with your whole heart, you could care less about sin. You don't want to walk in sin, because the word let us know that God won't dwell in an unclean temple. And if Satan lives in your heart, your temple ain't clean. And I thank God that I can go to him and repent and be godly sorry. And he will draw me nigh unto him. When you're living a life for Christ, you want to do what's pleasing unto him. And you're being fruitful in every good work, and that's a Holy Ghost filled work. And I tell God, thank you that as you grow in him, as you read that word, and you apply the word to your life, you're going to find that you grow closer unto Jesus. You're going to find that you know the love of Christ. Yes, you will. And as you know the love of Christ, you're going to give that love unto others. And as you give the love of Christ, that love is pure and unconditional. There are no big eyes and no little bitty ewes. You love unconditionally. I thank God for how he loved, that he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, that he would come and redeem us back to him. And I find that as we live a life for God and we trust him, we're going to show love and kindness even unto our enemies. Did you know that? You ever remember saying, I'm going to love them, but I'm going to feed them out of a long-handled spoon? But suppose God had fed us out of a long-handled spoon and not sent his son Jesus to go on the cross for us, we would be lost. But as sons of God who's living a life for him, you're going to love your enemies just as you do yourself. You don't love the sin, but you got to love them as Christ loved. As you love and you live for God, you can discern evil. I thank God for the spirit of discernment. Yes, I do. As you walk this life, you're going to find that everywhere that you go, you're going to run into Satan. And yes, we live in this world, but we can't be a part of sin. If we say we are living a life for God and for Jesus and the Holy Ghost, we separate ourselves from sin and we walk in righteousness. As we live a life for Christ, you're going to find that we're sincere in the work that we do for him. You're going to find that we're looking for the return of Jesus. Yes, I am. I want to see him and see him in peace. As we live a life for Christ, you're going to find that it can cost you something. Not money. Can't write a check. Not a credit card. But you're going to find that some of the things that we have to go through is going to be difficult. But as we serve the true and living God, you're going to find that, yes, living for him can be costly. What you talking about, Gladys? I'm talking about the cost of being a disciple of God. If we look at Luke 14, starting at verse 26, and the word of God saying, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. See, we got to bear our cross. No, it ain't a wooden cross. It ain't a metal cross. But we're going to go through trials and burdens and tests. And we're going to have to stand on the word of God where nobody else want to stand on the word of God. I tell God, thank you that we can't put nobody or nothing before him. It can only be God that can be first in our lives. And I tell God, thank you. Verse 28 say, for which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest happily after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that come against him with 20,000? Or else, while the others is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desires conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. When we become son of God and we serve him, we got to count up the cost. And no, it's not money. It's not a check or credit card, but it's the life that we live. As Jesus was teaching, and he desired that we follow him, and that if we are his disciple, we got to decide whether we are able and prepared to follow him. We can't serve two masters. We have to give up mama, daddy, husband, wife, children, money. We got to give up everything. And yeah, I know it takes money to pay bills, but we can't put money before God. I tell God, thank you, that in order to follow Jesus, we got to count up the cost of what it is to be a disciple. We got to give up all relationships, yes, all possessions, yes. We have to give up material things, uh-huh. We got to even sacrifice and give up our own life and put God first in our lives. We got to follow him with our whole heart, mind, body, and soul. When we sacrifice and we count up the cost, we know that some may have to die for the sake of Christ. Going to find that some of us might be ridiculed, persecuted, talked about, lied on, because we love Christ and we're going to follow him with our whole hearts. We're going to find that things that we used to like to do, we can't do that anymore because we are sold out to God and we promise to follow him and be his disciple. And as we count up the cost and find that we can't put nothing before God, nothing before his son Jesus, we might get beat down on occasion, not only physically, but verbally. But I tell God, thank you, that he is our provider. He will take care of us. We're going to find on this journey that yes, we're going to suffer, going to be talked about. Might find that you have to suffer church hurt, but I know who's in charge of all things. And the word of God let us know that we should live a holy and righteous life, so that when they talk about us, let it be a lie what they say. If I'm walking in the righteousness of God and I'm living for him, as I've already said, it's not just on Sunday Bible study and special occasion, but this is an everyday life. What we speak represents God. How we look represents God. And I tell God, thank you, no, we don't have to wear our dresses down to our ankle or wear a turtleneck all the time, but I represent the Most High God. And I want to represent him in a way that he gets all of the glory. My language got to be holy. And yes, I like to laugh. I like to have fun. But when it comes to my Heavenly Father, and I talk about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, that is not a joke. That is truth. And I tell God thank you. How he saved my life. How he delivered me from sin. How he walks with me each and every day. When I'm in the valley, he is there. When everything is going okay, he is there. The life that we live for God is a life that we live every day. And as we live a life for God, you're going to find that you are a servant of the Most High God and that he will lead and guide you. Even in the midst of the storms, he will lead and guide. And when we are living a life for Christ, you're going to find that even when you're going through, that you will stand on the word of God. You're going to find that when you're living for Christ, that you're going to trust in him. That takes us back to Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. It tells us to trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. If we acknowledge God as our Savior and Jesus as our Savior, they will lead and guide us, and we will be obedient unto him. We will trust them. We will believe them. We will have faith in them. And if we believe, trust, and have faith, I tell God thank you that the life that we live is going to reflect it, that we are living for Jesus. As we are living for him, we don't lean until our understanding. I tell God thank you that we're going to do it his way. If he tells us to keep straight and don't exit to the right or to the left, we're going to be obedient unto God. I tell God, thank you. And in all our ways, we're going to acknowledge him. And he will direct our path. And that's our life, the life that we live. I tell God, thank you. As we are living for Christ, you find that you have an active prayer life, that you go to him and inquire of him. And you do what he say to do. When you're living a life for Christ, you're living a life for the Father, you find that your purpose is to please him in all that you do. You find that as you are filled with the Holy Spirit, that your goals is for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit to be the greater part of your life. God bless you. God bless you. Where did time go? We tell God thank you. God bless you. When we come back together again, we'll still be talking about what it means to live for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned.
Songs I've written, James, like this one's the best.
I have tried, God. Do you know what the Lord can do? Have you tried?
you down. Because we all get ready to dance. In Genesis, it states that the seed of a woman is going to bruise the devil's head. Y'all ready to bruise his head? Get ready.
wrong place and toss away that he taken the place and toss away was at the foot of the hill and prayed unto the Lord to stop with the storm and God stopped the sun and the yonder wall and toss away was at the foot of the hill. So he'll fight your battle if you just stand still, but you better run. Well, you better run. What? You better. Well, if you don't believe that the Bible is right, you can pick up the Bible and read it tonight. You can read in Genesis, will understand that Methuselah, he was the oldest man. He lived 969 and then died and went to heaven in good due time, but he had to run. Well, he had to run. Yeah, you better run to the city. Well, if you don't believe that the Bible is right, you can pick up the Bible and read it tonight. You can read in Genesis, will understand, Mother Susan Lummer, he was...